Jesus Christ is the light of the world. The light no darkness can overcome. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Let your light scatter the darkness and illumine your church. Joyous light of glory of the immortal Father, heavenly, holy, blessed Jesus Christ. We have come to the setting of the sun, and we look to the evening light. We sing to God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who led your people Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Enlighten our darkness by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are merciful, and you love your whole creation, and we, your creatures, glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O Lord, and let your loving kindness descend on us, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever. Amen. from 1 John chapter 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, as he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. By this it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Lord Jesus, let these words encourage us in our faith, in our battle against temptation and sin. In your name we pray, amen. Do Christians stop sinning once they become Christians? The answer to that important question is no, they do not stop sinning. That's why John, in this first letter, chapter 1, said, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." That's why Jesus teaches us to pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those," often other Christians, "who trespass against us." And this is why Paul said in the third chapter of the letter to the Colossians that we should bear with one another and forgive one another. And James said, "Confess your sins to one another." It's obvious that Christians will still struggle with sin. So what's the difference between one who follows Jesus and one who doesn't? John makes it very clear. The Christian does not make it a practice to keep on sinning. And I should point out that there's an important translation here in the entire first letter that John wrote. Some translators in the older translations translated it too simply. He who sins is of the devil, for example, in 1 John 3, verse 8. And you could read that as though it implied that if anyone ever sins, he is lost and condemned. But it's not what the text says, and that contradicts what the rest of the Bible says about Christians and sin. That mistranslation led to the heresy of perfectionism, which was taught in many times in the past. In fact, a famous American frontier preacher insisted that we actually have to stop sinning completely before we will go to heaven. And today, most Christians reject that teaching. However, there is a temptation to go too far in the other way. The temptation goes all the way back to the New Testament itself, where Paul twice in Romans refers to this when he says, "Shall we sin that grace might abound?" Paul stresses that forgiveness is so important, some people actually accused him of saying it's okay to sin. After all, you'll be forgiven. Paul said, "Certainly not." Rather, he said, "We have died to sin, and now we live to God." And he especially stresses that sin has no dominion over us. This is what John's talking about when he says, that a Christian does not make it a practice to keep on sinning. We recognize our temptations and our momentary lapses into sin. We quickly recover by taking them to the Lord for forgiveness. And so when we're reprimanded, or when we reprimand ourselves, we're being lazy, mean-spirited, envious, hateful, unloving, lustful, slanderous, spiteful, we catch ourselves. We submit to the displeasure of God. We humble ourselves. We bow our heads and say, "Dear God, forgive me. I shouldn't have said that or thought that. I should have said or thought or done something better. Forgive me, Jesus." Then it is forgiven. As John teaches us, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Until we get to heaven, we will always struggle with the problem of sin, and we will constantly look to Jesus for forgiveness. That is one of the beautiful things to think about when we do come to heaven. No more prayers of repentance, no more guilt, no more battling with this temptation and struggle that we have to face in this world. But this is what it means not to make a practice of sinning. Picture it in this way. When a pig sees a mud hole, he gladly jumps in and he wallows and he stays there. But when a sheep accidentally falls into the mud hole, it quickly gets out and avoids the mud hole. We are sheep, not pigs, when it comes to sin. Amen. Please rise, and we join together in singing a different New Testament song, the Song of Zechariah, which is on page 226 in the front part of the hymnal.
Israel, for he has visited us.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For Matthew and Timothy, for all pastors in Christ, for all servants of the church, for all the people, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For Donald, for all public servants, for the government and those who protect us, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For those who bring offerings, those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the people here present who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For our battle between flesh and spirit, that we would always be led by your Holy Spirit, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For the faithful who have gone before us and are with Christ, let us give thanks to the Lord. Alleluia. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord. To you, O Lord. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, the peace that the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.